8:48 on KWAD. It's Monday, the 13th of February, and it's a Monday morning, so that means we're visiting with Dana Cannelberry, Executive Director at the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Dana. Oh, gotta hit the button there. That was my bad. Forgot to turn her on. The very far left button on other one. Very far left. Got you right there. Sorry about that. Now we're live. That's the fun of doing live radio, Dana. We really threw you in the fire there.
I know. It's a Monday, right?
Exactly, right? Did you watch the Super Bowl last night?
Bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces?
Yeah. You know, I was rooting for the Vikings, but they're not in the Super Bowl.
Rooting against the Eagles is the closest thing you can do, right?
That's what we kind of were doing. Yeah. Just, they're kind of rude sometimes. And,
you know, don't care for that too much around
here.
Yeah,
but what a game.
Exactly, right? It was super fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah. And then my daughters, they were excited about the halftime, you know, show more than anything. And, you know, I was like, it's okay.
Not a Rihanna girl?
No, it's not that I don't mind her. It's just, yeah, it was fine.
It was fine. Yeah. That's how I am with most halftime shows. They're there.
Yeah, I mean, if I could choose, I'd have like Eric Church or, you know, somebody like that.
Right.
But, yeah. You know.
Whatever. It ends up working out in the end.
Right, right.
So, Dana, the Chamber had an event on Saturday, the Valentine's Tasting Party, also known as Wine and Chocolate. Talk about how that went.
It went very well, CJ. We had about 75 tickets sold, which we were extremely happy about because it's been a few years since we've had this event. So we had a very nice crowd throughout the evening at the Depot on Saturday night. Everyone enjoyed our chocolate fountain with fresh fruit donated by Russ Davis Wholesale, desserts from Oma's, meat and cheese trays from Down Home Foods. We had a variety of snack sticks donated by Wadena Barbecue Smokehouse and truffles from Candies by Candace of Browerville, which were a hit with people.
I mean, I saw some of those pictures on Facebook of the, like the meat and all that kind of stuff. I really wish I would have been able to swing by and grab some of that because it looked super, super good. And attendees were also able, Dana, to sample some wine, spirits, and beer. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So, yeah, the Chamber is very grateful for our samplers at the event who were busy from 6 to 9 p.m. talking about their wine, beer, and spirits. So from Little Round Still, we had Dave Stormoen and his daughter, Melissa, who are just delightful. It was the first time I've met them. So they sampled their vodkas and bourbons and they mixed them with like orange juice or 7-Up. And I don't like hard liquor, but they said, you got to try this. And it was a habanero mango vodka.
Huh.
And it was like spicy, but yet it was sweet at the same time. And I would have never tried it, but they are very amazing at mixing drinks over there. So highly recommend you go over there. And I think now they're open 2 weekends a month. So kind of watch their Facebook page. So we also had 2 wine reps who sampled about 10 different wines. Luke Anderson, who is a WDC grad, and Stuart Castle. So they work as representatives for a liquor distributing company, and then they sell their products to Wadena City Liquor. So they were there to sample, and then these wines that we sampled, they're also available to purchase at Wadena City Liquor, which is a nice way to, if you like a wine that you tried, now you can buy it at the, you know, locally here. And then the last shout out is to Mark Fredham, who is the husband to Renee. She's our chamber president. You know, he was volunteered to sample Drastic Measures brewery beers, seltzer, and sours. He did a super job too. They all did. It was just fun seeing people trying wines and beers and spirits and laughing and visiting and enjoying themselves at the Depot. We really enjoyed that. And then I also, CJ, just want to mention our silent auction. We had 12 baskets donated by Wadena businesses, and I just want to mention them too because we're so grateful. That helps us raise money. Wadena Barbecue Smokehouse, Kim Woods Photography, Scott Woods, he's a realtor with Hinkle Realty. We got 3 baskets from the Wadena Winey Women, which is this fun club that they meet on once a month and they try wines. The Rising Phoenix Thrift Store, Drastic Measures Brewery, Just a Friend Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Home Services, Americ Inn, and Cloverleaf Farms and AJ Lawn Care. And I just want to mention quickly, Aaron Jackson included 3 dozen of his farm fresh eggs in his basket, and it was the talk of the night.
I was going to say, that's like worth its weight in gold, right?
I know, it went pretty high. And we're still tallying up our totals for this event, you know, the ticket sales and the silent auctions. So hopefully we'll know something later this week. So, yeah.
I mean, a super busy, sounds like a very super, super fun night, Data. And that's not the only thing you guys had going on. The Chamber put together the Winter Crazy Days promotion over the past 2 weeks. And there's a drawing for that as well. And when will that be?
Yeah, so we finished Winter Crazy Days on Saturday. So myself and Crystal will be going out today and tomorrow to collect the passport cards from the businesses. And with 31 businesses participating, it takes a little while to gather those. And then some businesses are not open on Mondays. So we don't want to miss anybody or any cards. So that's really important. And then, yeah, we're planning to draw the winners on Wednesday. And we'll let you and Dan on the Superstation know what time that drawing will be. But, you know, barring the weather or anything, I'll come over here and maybe we'll do a Facebook Live and put all the cards in a big drum, spin it around, and then we'll draw for all those prizes.
All right. Awesome, Dana. Anything else you want to talk about since you're here?
Well, we finished one event and now we plan our next one. So we're bringing back the Wadena Chamber Appreciation Banquet. It's going to be held on Saturday, March 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Wadena VFW. We're planning a nice dinner. We're going to present some community appreciation awards, which they've done in the past. We're going to give reports from the Chamber, the City, and the Wadena Development Authority. And so just watch for more details on this, for tickets on this event.
All right, awesome. We're talking with Dana Cannelberry. She's Executive Director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She comes in every Monday morning for our chamber chats. And I promise next time, Dana, I'll have the mic set up for you so we can get you on live right away. But we appreciate you so much for coming up and hope you have a great rest of your week. And we look forward to talking with you next Monday morning.
Yeah, thanks, CJ.
There's Dana with the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce as part of our chamber chats every Monday morning on KWAD.